Welcome to another Marvel podcast. My name is Drew Gretsch, and today, a lot of Marvel news to talk about, but also continuing our journey into this vast multiverse of madness. Before Doctor Strange in Multiverse of Madness does indeed come out, I'm talking about the original X-Men from 2000. Yes. We're talking about the original X-Men movie. That really kickstart the whole Marvel thing. You know, there you had Blade in, like, the late 90s. But a lot of people didn't really know that was Marvel, you know? So we really got this X-Men movie, and that's what started it. But so we're going to be talking about all that later on in the show. But first, there's a whole lot of news for us to discuss. But first, I can't do this show right now without acknowledging the horrific events that are transpiring right now in Kyiv, Ukraine. My heart goes out to not only the people there who are fleeing for their lives, but my heart goes out to the families of those people who are being invaded right now. And I have a friend whose entire family lives in Ukraine. And it's unfathomable. It's unfathomable. And I considered taking a week off from the podcasts. Just like, can I really do a podcast right now with everything that's happening? And I just thought, you know, people need this. You know, this is why we do it, is because the world is hard enough, and I want to give you guys an hour week to escape into the Marvel world or the Star Wars galaxy. You know, that's what I want to do. So, yeah, there's gonna be a lot of podcasts coming for me this next week, really, because I'm sorry, I just want to start off the show with that, just had to talk about it. But that's not what the show's about. It's something I don't really want to talk about. It's devastating. I've been thinking about it constantly the last few days, and I just want to think about Marvel. I've not thought about Marvel a whole lot this week, if I'm being honest. But yeah, we got a lot of podcasts coming these next few days, guys. We got, obviously, the weekly show. This week is X-Men. The weekly show next week is X2, which is also streaming on Disney Plus, so you guys can go watch that. Monday, potentially on Monday, depending on how eventful this new Morbius trailer is, because that's coming out on Monday. We may do a breakdown on the Morbius trailer. It's coming out on April 1st. The movie's coming out on April 1st, so we may do a breakdown on Monday. We'll see. And then next Sunday, guys, is our bonus episode review for the Batman. Yeah, I know we still have to do Peacemaker. I was super busy. I was in Florida this past weekend rowing. But there's Peacemaker's awesome. Peacemaker is really awesome. So we'll probably cover that in about 2 weeks, because I really want to talk about Peacemaker on the show. I really want to. I'm not going to be able to do this weekend. I'm way too busy. Next weekend, potentially. Potentially next weekend, but it wouldn't drop until the week after. So, yeah, guys, go watch. So go see The Batman next weekend. I'm seeing it on Thursday. I'm going on Thursday night. Cannot wait. Maybe we'll get on Friday, and I've got, and then a friend had an extra ticket for Saturday. I'm like, yes, I'll go with you on Saturday. So I'm seeing this movie at least 2 or 3 times next weekend. I cannot wait for the Batman, guys. It's going to be awesome. I know it's a Marvel podcast. DC can do some good things too. I honestly think the last few big DC projects have been really, really good. Like Peacemaker, I'm going to say it, Peacemaker is better than all the Marvel shows on Disney Plus. It's better than all the Marvel shows on Disney Plus. I truly believe that. Because And I've liked the Disney Plus shows. I've liked them. I loved WandaVision. I loved Loki. I really liked The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And I liked Hawkeye. I didn't love Hawkeye, and I didn't love Falcon and Winter Soldier, but I liked both of them. What If is fine. What If was fine. I don't really count it, because it's not really all that connected just yet. Just yet, because Captain Carter's in this movie. We've heard about that for a while. I heard about that a while ago. But yeah, her shield was on the Doctor Strange poster. Disney Plus Italy tweeted out. Seems this shield has appeared elsewhere recently. This could be madness. So yeah, she's totally in the movie. But yeah, but Peacemaker was great. I really liked the Suicide Squad, which I did do a review of back in August. You can go find that. I didn't love the Suicide Squad, but I liked it. I loved the Snyder Cut. I loved that movie. I think it's great. You can yell at me all you want about how much it's awful and Snyder's a hack director. I don't care. I love that movie. Wonder Woman 84 was a disappointment. I really like Birds of Prey. I really, really like Birds of Prey. Love Shazam. I love Shazam so much. I can't wait for Black Adam. You guys know, I've come around on Eternals. I like Eternals. The little bit that we've seen of Black Adam, that looks like the movie I wanted Eternals to be. You know, and I'm not the kind of person who's like, this movie's not what I wanted it to be, so I didn't like it. No, that's not what I do at all. You guys know this, but of what, because the thing that I really, really liked about Eternals, all the stuff in the past, that's the part of Eternals I really enjoyed. And it looks like that's going to be mostly what Black Adam is. So, yeah. DC looks like they're on a roll. I'm excited, guys. I'm excited for the future of DC. I'm excited for the future of Marvel. I'm excited to see how this multiverse war goes. Because you've heard some rumors about the Flash movie. Here's what I'm gonna say about that, just really quickly, and then I promise we'll get into the Marvel stuff. But these rumors that the Flash movie is gonna decanonize the Snyder films, being here's all that it would affect. It would affect Man of Steel, which I'm not the biggest fan of Man of Steel. I don't love it. I think it's fine. It would decanonize Batman v Superman. The Ultimate Edition of that movie, I love. I love the 3-hour cut of that movie, the one that's on HBO Max right now. It's the only one on HBO Max. If you watch BVS on HBO, it will be the Ultimate Edition. That version is great. That version is great because it's a complete story. It would decanonize Suicide Squad, the David Ayer one, which is bad. And I'm not sure if it would decanonize the Snyder Cut because Snyder Cut was never canon. As much as I love that movie, it's not canon. It's part of the multiverse. One might say it's the better universe, but still. So we'll see. Look, if it does it in a good way, I think it'll be fine. I'm going in the movie with an open mind. It's not even my most anticipated movie of the year. It's not even my most anticipated DC movie of the year. That's still the Batman. And if it wasn't the Batman, it would be Black Adam. If it wasn't Black Adam, I really like the first Aquaman movie. Really like the first Aquaman, so I'd probably say Aquaman 2. And Flash has had so many production problems, honestly. So that was my number 4. But still, it doesn't really matter. All right, let's get into the Marvel things. So first off, Catherine Hahn did an interview this week with Entertainment Weekly. And she was, of course, asked about her upcoming Disney Plus spinoff series, Agatha, House of Harkness. So she said that her Disney Plus show is still in development. In her words, it's exactly what I would have hoped and dreamt. She went on to say, it's crazy to me and kind of buoying that this big chapter happened post-kids for me. I subconsciously was taught that after I had kids, I'd have to drop my ambition ball. And that really didn't seem to be the case. In fact, more doors opened. So, It looks like she is with what who's directing the show? Jack Schaefer, who directed WandaVision. We know she wrote WandaVision. It was Matt Shakman who directed WandaVision, and Jack Schaefer also wrote the Black Widow movie. A movie that I really like. I really like the Black Widow movie. But yeah, it looks like the story that Jack Schaefer has written for the series, and she really likes. You know, and I think that's great. I think that's really great. I want to go back to the past. I want to see sort of like what this like sort of more the ancient mystical side of the MCU. I think we're really going to be starting to see that soon, starting with Moon Knight. In what, we're four weeks away from Moon Knight? How many days are we from March 30th? Days to March 30th. As a recording, we're 32 days away. So we're about 4.5 weeks from the Moon Knight premiere, guys. We're so close to Moon Knight. It's going to be awesome. But yeah, but Moon Knight, we kind of started to like step into that ancient mystical side through Shang-Chi. A little bit there with Eternals at the end, which, I mean, it's going to be continued in Blade. So, yeah. Marvel's going in so many crazy directions. I'm so excited for all of them. I'm so excited for everything that we're getting from the MCU right now. There's some news about Spider-Man No Way Home. But Spider-Man No Way Home will release on, or it will release on home video. It comes out on digital platforms, you know, being iTunes, Vudu, Amazon Prime Video. And I should clarify, when I say Amazon Prime Video, Amazon Prime Video is both a digital store and a streaming service. So if I go on Amazon Prime Video right now, okay, and let's just say I look up Transformers. Let's say I look up Transformers. I've never seen Transformers movie. It's not really, you know what I know is on here? I got like Mission Impossible, another film. I've only seen the first one. I've only seen the first Mission Impossible. So Mission Impossible movies. It looks like the first four films are streaming on Amazon Prime, which means it's like Disney Plus. It's like Disney Plus where they're streaming. You can just watch them for free with a subscription, but 5 and 6 are you have to buy them to watch them, if that makes sense. So No Way Home on Prime Video is going to be one of the movies where you have to pay to watch it on that service. It will not be streaming for free. I pre-ordered it on iTunes already. It's coming for physical collectors. It will be available on April 12th. April 12th is when it comes out on DVD, Blu-ray, 4K Ultra HD, Steelbook's coming out then. So yeah, in regards to where the movie's going to be streaming, it's not going to Disney Plus yet. At some point in the next 6 months, it will be on the Sony streaming service, Stars. Okay? After Stars, it will most likely go to Disney Plus. Because we have that deal from like last April. So I think at that point, that's when we're going to start to see more Sony movies show up on both Hulu and Disney Plus. Speaking of Hulu and Disney Plus, I talked last week about the Netflix shows leaving Netflix on February 28th. So February 28th is the last day you can watch Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., all those shows. It's the last day you can watch them on Netflix. And we've been talking like, okay, where are these shows going to go? Where are they going to go? And it's been confirmed in Canada, all 6 of the Marvel Defenders series, so Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, The Defenders, and The Punisher, will begin streaming on Disney Plus on Wednesday, March 16th. This is in Canada. This is not the United States. Okay? Now, here's the thing about Disney Plus internationally that we here in the U.S. do not have. Internationally, so Hulu only exists in the U.S. Okay? Hulu only exists in the U.S. Disney owns Hulu. Okay? So, in the countries that don't have Hulu, about a year ago, Disney launched Star, which is the sixth tile. You guys know how here in the U.S. we have Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, and Nat Geo. On Disney Plus, you can click on one of those tiles. Internationally, there's a sixth one, and that is Star. That's why, internationally, you have Family Guy, you have Kingsman, you have Deadpool, you have Logan on Disney Plus. Around the rest of the world, it's not here in the United States. So that is why I think that these shows, that's why these shows are coming to Disney Plus internationally, or at least just in Canada, but not in the United States just yet. I think that we'll see them on Hulu next month. I think that's what's going to happen. These are going to be on Hulu. But it's hard to say. And no, it's not. It's not hard to say. Just because it was announced. But now we know that Disney Plus does drop some things with no announcement. So that's what I'm going to assume is going to happen with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is totally coming to Disney Plus. It's TV-14. So there's no problem there. I think it's going to be fine with S.H.I.E.L.D. that's coming to Disney Plus. Probably March 16th. I'm not going to say for certain, though. But the Netflix shows, I think for now, they'll go to Hulu. And then once all the Hulu stuff, because I don't think that Disney is going to keep Hulu around forever. They want everything on Disney Plus. They're going to probably shut down Hulu, move all that content to Disney Plus in a year or two. Could be sooner, could be later, but I'd probably say about it a year or two until that happens. Moving beyond that, a YouTuber that I watch on a daily basis is John Campia. The way that he does his show, I really enjoy it. I've brought that a lot into my shows. If you are a viewer of John Campia, you know exactly what I mean. So he's said he knows a lot about Multiverse of Madness. From the same people who leaked to him those Spider-Man pictures. You know, you got the one of Daddy Daredevil, and then you have the one of Toby, Andrew, and Tom, Statue of Liberty. Turns out those pictures were real. So he didn't give any plot details on his show, and therefore I don't know anything. For those of you who are wondering the stuff that I know, I am like, the podcast is so small, I get told so little. I'm told so little about what's happening with Marvel. I'm told things less than 24 hours before they're allowed to leak. That's when I'm told things. So, yeah. That's usually how that works with, at least things I get. I don't know any of this. I don't know any of this, but basically what John Campia says is that the movie is fantastic. This is a great film, and don't go online, basically. I'm going to be totally staying offline. I was spoiled a bit before No Way Home came out. I knew about, like, Toby and Andrew. I knew about Charlie Cox, but you still have to take everything with a massive grain of salt. You have to take everything with a grain of salt. My sources were confirmed a few days early is what I'm going to say. So, yeah. I'm not going online at all for those last 2 days, which can be really hard to do the Moon Knight finale podcast. It's going to be so hard to do the Moon Knight finale podcast without, like, going online and finding some news for, just to do that show. So, we'll see. We'll see. So, yeah, I don't really believe there's any more news to talk about. It looks like, it's actually been confirmed that the upcoming Halloween special, Werewolf by Night, will be directed by film composer Michael Giacchino. That's awesome. I think he's a great film composer. I think he's great. He's done a lot of great movies. He's done the 3 MCU Spider-Man movies. And he did the score for Doctor Strange. He did the score for Rogue One. He just dropped his score for the Batman. I believe he did all 3 Matt Reeves' Planet of the Apes films. So, yeah. He did the Jurassic World movies. So, yeah, he's a great film composer. I'm glad that he's getting his chance to direct a film. It's just a Disney Plus special for Werewolf by Night. So, yeah. He's getting the chance to do it. And I love it so much. I'm really trying to think if there's any other news for us to discuss. Oh, you know what? There was one other thing. There is one other thing. If you guys have, if you guys watched the Disney Plus Marvel Assembled the Making of Eternals, which is now streaming, came out last week, then you would know that in it, Kevin Feige talks about Endgame, and he says that it's, quote, the final Avengers movie. The final Avengers movie. So, I'm just gonna put that out there, guys. Is it possible? Is it possible, like, that there's gonna be no more Avengers movies? I don't want that to be the case. I don't want that to be the case. I want to see more Avengers movies. I think there definitely will be. Especially in our Chapek, where it seems like money is king. You know? Money is king. And what I feel Iger would have done in, like, going into phase 4 is Marvel movies are guaranteed to make a profit. They're guaranteed to make a profit. Maybe not all be $1 billion, but they're all guaranteed to make a profit. So, for example, I don't think that we would have seen, like, a Shang-Chi 2 unless there's actual, like, I guess, purpose within the larger MCU narrative for Shang-Chi 2. And I believe there is. I believe that there is. But I think, like, if Kevin Feige was like, no, we're not going to do another Avengers movie, we're going to do a lot of tiny crossovers, you know, thing, like, seems like Doctor Strange 2 is a mini Avengers movie. It seems like, what else? Like, Secret Invasion. Okay? Secret Invasion, as far as we know, there aren't any Avengers in it. I think there definitely are some, there are absolutely going to be some Avengers that appear in that show. But that's a story that normally I feel would have been in an Avengers movie. So, that's something that I guess we would have seen. And, like, maybe we wouldn't have seen any more of Avengers films. I think that's entirely possible. But, guys, there are going to be more Avengers movies. there are gonna be more Avengers movies. There has to be. It's been 3 years since Endgame. 3 years since Endgame, we've heard nothing on Avengers 5. But you guys, Avengers 5 is happening. Avengers 5 is happening. I think it has to happen. They have to do Avengers 5. So, yeah, I firmly believe Avengers 5 is in development. I've not heard anything. But I believe that it is. And it also appears, another according to John Campia, that Ryan Reynolds is not in Multiverse of Madness. Okay? Ryan Reynolds is not in this movie. Now, what he didn't say is that Deadpool is not in this movie. Okay? It's entirely possible. Now, look, what I thought Deadpool's going to do in this movie is he's just going to be a quick post-credit scene. That's really what I thought it was going to be. Deadpool's going to be a quick post-credit scene. But it looks like that may not even be the case. Like, I don't think that, like, you guys know how I feel about the credit scenes. I love the credit scenes. So I love the post-credit scenes they have. I don't consider a post-credit scene to be a part of a movie. I do not consider a post-credit scene to be a part of a movie. So, that's really what I thought Deadpool was going to be doing. Is he would have been a little post-credit scene. Now, that would still be part of the movie to a lot of other people. So, the post-credit scene is part of the movie. So, if Deadpool... You know, looking at looking at The Mandalorian, Pedro Pascal's almost never on set. He has the voice. How hard would it be to, like, keep it super secret? They wouldn't have Ryan Reynolds in the suit for this movie. Because, again, I think it's probably just one scene, if he's there at all, which I doubt it. If he's there at all, then you could get him to come in for, like, a day, Ryan Reynolds, and do the voice. So, again, Campia said, there's no Ryan Reynolds. 100%, there's no Ryan Reynolds in this movie. He didn't say there's no Deadpool. Another tiny little news thing is Ryan Reynolds did say this week that he has updates on Deadpool 3 that will be revealed very soon. That is what he said this past week on an interview. Also an interview, and this made me so sad. Charlie Cox said that when he went to go see No Way Home. And you know, guys, No Way Home was crazy. Everyone was cheering and applauding for almost everything. My theater lost it for Daredevil. My theater lost it when Daredevil showed up. I'm so happy that happened. But when Charlie Cox saw the movie, he was like, he had his wife filming. His scene came on. It was dead silence. It's like, oh no, no. It's so sad. That is so, so sad. I've cheered for Matt Murdock, his cameo, all five times I've seen the movie. All five times I've been cheering for Matt Murdock when he showed up on screen. So, yeah. I will continue to cheer for Matt Murdock when it comes out on iTunes. I will continue to do that. So, yeah, okay. So, moving on now. I believe that's it for all the news. So, time to talk about X-Men. The original X-Men movie. I really like this movie. I really like this first X-Men movie. I don't love it. Much like the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man films, which I like two of those movies. I really like two of those movies. This is a movie that's really cheesy. This is a really, really cheesy film. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just... when you're in... when you're in the mindset of... I'm seeing the Batman in just a few short days. I'm 5 days away from seeing the Batman at the time of recording. I'm 5 days away from seeing the film. When you're thinking about that, and you watch a movie like this, it's different. It's different. It's fine. It's fine. Again, I still like the movie. I still really like this movie, but the cheesiness does start to show. Like, I want comic book films to have humor. I think they should have humor. You know, like, again, I think that there is going to be, that there's absolutely a place for comic book movies like Joker and The Dark Knight and The Batman, I assume, that have very little comedy. They're much more serious movies. I think there's absolutely a place for that. But for the majority of comic book movies, I think they need to have a bit of humor. But that's different from being cheesy. And it's really just the era in which this film came out. That's really what it is. Is it's all about when the movie came out. But, so yeah, let's just get on into it. Let's get on into X-Men. Starting off with that great intro from Patrick Stewart about just mutations. Just that whole intro, I love it. Man, that Holocaust scene, that hit different. Even after watching First Class last week, knowing that right now, I have to mention this. Knowing that there are war sirens that are being used right now that haven't been used since World War II. And then seeing Eric and his family being led into a concentration camp. I got chills. And I am in no way, and I'm trying to say this without offending one group, I am in no way saying that what's happening now is as bad as the Holocaust, because we don't know the true, we don't know the effects of it. We don't know how long it's going to last. Okay? We don't know how long it's going to last. I've talked to my friend who's got family in the Ukraine. I'm tearing up right now thinking about it. But it's not the same. It's not the same. And I just wanted to say that. But I still got chills watching that scene last night. So, and that's something that it's hard to talk about. Something that's hard to, you can't compare it, because if you say that they're similar, then people will get offended. If you say that, it's hard to do. It's hard to do. So if I offended anyone, I'm truly sorry for that. But I feel like I had to, like, just say that, because I didn't want to say that they're the exact same thing, because they're not. They're not. Moving on. That dialogue between Charles and Eric after the Senate meeting. That was a great scene. I love that scene. Where it's like you can feel the history that they have there. You can feel that history. And I think that Charles Xavier and Eric Lenscher have one of the best hero-villain relationships in film history. You know, that's how it feels, because they have completely separate ideologies, but then, you know, at the end of most movies, they're still playing chess together at the end. You know, they still play chess together, and I love that. I think it's great. I think it's awesome. So, and I love that line as Magneto's walking away, and he goes, "We are the future, Charles, not them." Oh, one last little thing I forgot to talk about in the news section. Patrick Stewart said like, people have been imitating my voice for 60 years. No, that was you. That was you. Just say it was you. So, we all know that was Patrick Stewart. We all knew it was Patrick Stewart. We all know it was Professor Charles Xavier. So, don't even try to hide it. Don't even try to hide it. You are not the new Andrew Garfield. But honestly, we're at a point where we cannot trust what actors say. You cannot trust what an actor says anymore after No Way Home. So, yeah, we'll see when this movie comes out just how many actors lie to us. We'll see if Ryan Reynolds is truly lying to us when he says he's not in the movie. Which, I'm gonna believe him for now. I'm gonna believe him for now. I loved the Wolverine intro. I really loved the Wolverine intro. I thought that was really good. And yeah, because we're going to be doing Logan. This is the first time I've seen this movie in like over 2 years. I haven't seen this movie since like pre-pandemic. And knowing Logan's whole story now, after seeing Logan and the other films, it's like, oh man. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. Because like, that's the same Logan. Same version of the character. Everyone else in that universe reboots at one point, but not Logan, not Wolverine. That man in the cage match, that's the same man who, spoilers for Logan, who holds his daughter's hand as he dies. You know, that's that same man. We are going to be talking about Logan. Don't worry, we will absolutely be talking about Logan. Can't wait to talk about Logan. Cannot wait to talk about that movie. So, I'm just going to say, Xavier's School for Gifted Youngsters is better than Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Because here's the thing. And I grew up on Potter. I love Potter. Okay. Here's the thing. Xavier was teaching them physics. You know? Like, at Hogwarts, you only learn wizard things. Okay? There aren't an unlimited number of jobs in the wizarding world. So, there are some wizards who probably have to be accountants. They never took a math class. A lot of wizards don't know what 3 times 3 is. Okay? A lot of wizards don't know what 3 times 3 is. Because they never took a math class. There you go. Xavier's teaching these guys physics. So, yeah. I made the grave mistake of watching these movies in chronological order. My God, the the timeline. Oh, the timeline on multiple occasions in this movie. Here's one. Cyclops, Storm, and Jean were some of my first students. No, they weren't. They didn't show up until like 20 years later. There's another line in the movie where Charles says, somehow Magneto has figured out how to shield himself from Cerebro. You had a whole... They talked about it a whole lot in first class, you know? So... Oh, the timeline is so messed up. The timeline's so messed up, but it's okay. It's okay. We're gonna get through this, guys. We are gonna get through it together. Just a couple things. Toad is Ray Park. It's Darth Maul. It's like the whole, every time he showed up, was like, dun, dun, diddle, 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 diddle. I really loved, there's one scene in this movie that I love a whole lot, and that's when Magneto takes control of the guns. It's like, oh man, that's awesome. I really wish you didn't do that in every single movie, though. Like, I wish you had, like, more things you did than just that. Because that's all he does, is he just does that. He only takes guns, and that's it. Battle of the Statue of Liberty. I was thinking about No Way Home the whole time, and how much I love that movie. And you guys, no, I don't dislike this movie. There's a really bad, like, misconception out there that you have to either love a movie or hate a movie. You can just think the movie's pretty good. I think this movie's pretty good. Here are some of my favorite lines. Some of my favorite lines in this movie. When Storm goes against Toad, she says, Do you know what happens to a toad when it gets struck by lightning? The same thing that happens to everything else. It's like, what? Like, what? But the other best thing in this movie. The best thing in this movie. This exchange between Logan and Scott. Logan's like, Scott's me. Okay, prove it. You're a dick. Okay. That's so good. That is so good. It's so funny. I love that so much. I really love that so much. I don't really feel like I have anything else to say about X-Men, guys. I don't have anything else to say about this movie. As I said, next Friday, March 4th, the next episode is going to be X2. Depending on how eventful the Morbius trailer is on Monday, we'll do a podcast on it for that. I'll let you know as soon as I see the new trailer whether or not we'll do a breakdown. So, but if not, we'll just talk about the big parts on Friday's show. So, yeah, guys, thank you so, so much for listening. I'm Drew Gretsch. Go and check out our Twitter at AnotherMarvelP1. Go and check out Tuscan Radio. We got our Book of Boba Fett wrap-up coming out this weekend, so make sure you listen to that. Thank you guys so, so much for listening. I'm Drew Gretsch. I'm trying to think of a good line. It's not... Oh, yeah, you know what? Here we go. Do you know what happens to a toad when it gets struck by lightning? The same thing that happens to everything else.